Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
If you've been selected to be the project manager for your digital transformation or ERP implementation, chances are fairly high that this is your first time leading this sort of project. So what is it you need to know and what is it you need to do in your first time as a project manager? That's what I'm going to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world reach their third stage of digital transformation success. And many of the organizations we work with have put in place an internal project manager that may be talented and strong at project management, but they've never managed a digital transformation or an ERP implementation. And for that reason, a lot of first-time project managers get caught up in some of the nuances and challenges of digital transformations that they weren't necessarily prepared for, because digital transformations and ERP implementations are so different than other projects they may have managed. So what I want to do today is talk about some of the things that you need to know and prepare for in order to be a successful first-time project manager in your digital transformation. And for more best practices on how to make your digital transformation successful, I encourage you to download our Digital Transformation Report, which is an annual report we publish each year. It contains a number of best practices, lessons, and other software reviews and rankings that are independent that are meant to help you through your digital transformation. So I encourage you to download that white paper, which you can read by scanning the QR code in front of you on the screen in front of you, or you can go to the links below. One of the first things you need to do as a first-time project manager, or any sort of project manager for that matter, is to ensure that you have executive and business buy-in to the project. And more specifically, make sure that people are not only bought into the project, but they're involved in the project. They're supporting the project and they're rolling up their sleeves and being part of the project. This is especially important if you're a project manager that's been appointed by the IT department, or if you work in the IT department and you're acting as the IT project manager for an implementation. It's even more important for you to ensure that you leverage the business stakeholders, the executives that need to make the project successful. Now, some ways to do this include a couple things. One is to make sure you have an executive steering committee that's providing decision-making support and parameters and governance around the project. And that steering committee should largely be consisting of executives and business stakeholders. And then the other thing you could do is create a network of project core team members and subject matter experts that can provide that business expertise and knowledge that you're going to need to make the project successful. Now, for more on how to structure your project team in a way that helps include the business and engage the business in the way you need them to be successful, I encourage you to check out this video that I've included a link to right here that talks about the roles and responsibilities on a digital transformation. And in that video, I whiteboard what a typical project team looks like, and that'll give you some additional context on how you can get the executive and business buy-in and support that you need to make the project successful.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Another thing to recognize as a first-time project manager is that this isn't really a project, it's actually a program. The technical project is one piece of the overall transformation, but your job is not only to manage the technology workstream, but also to manage organizational change management, business process improvement, architecture, data migration, integration, overall governance, all that stuff is really important to a digital transformation. And I'm not going to dive into all that stuff right here in this video, but I encourage you to check out this video from my YouTube channel that you can find right here that talks about the difference between program and project management. And it talks about the different work streams that constitute a complete program to make sure that you're successful. So I encourage you to check out that video when you're done watching this one, because that'll help you enact and enable this recommendation. The next thing you need to do, which is arguably the most important thing you can do as a first-time project manager, is really double down and invest heavily in organizational change management. Make sure you have a solid change strategy and plan from the start. If you're starting the project now and you don't have one, I would stop for a minute, make sure you develop one. If you don't have the competencies to do it, hire a company like Third Stage that specializes in change management, among other things, to help you with that. And actually, to give you some starting point recommendations, I encourage you to do two things. One is to check out this playlist. I'm going to include a link right here. It's an organizational change management playlist that features basically all the videos I've ever done about organizational change management in one place. So you can binge watch some of those videos and also read the Guide to Organizational Change Management that I've recently published. And to download that report, just check out the links below. I've included a link in the description field. The next thing to recognize as a first-time project manager, especially if you've done project management before in other disciplines outside of digital transformation, is to recognize the difference between art and science of project management. You may be PMP certified, you may know how to master Microsoft Project and how to manage Gantt charts and risk logs and risk mitigation logs, all that stuff. That stuff's really important. The science of project management is extremely important, but there's also an art to it. There's the nuances of not necessarily did or didn't we complete a task on time, but did or didn't we do it right? Did we do it well? Is it of high quality? Is there additional work we need to do to make that a acceptable deliverable in a project? So on paper, it may look like you've completed a deliverable or a certain task, but in reality, you actually haven't because it wasn't completed in a thorough or effective way. So that's just one example of how art is so important to digital transformation project management. And this is where having an independent third-party provider, project manager expertise like Third Stage Consulting can help make you more successful as a project manager and really help provide an extension of your project management team to ensure that you are addressing the art side of the project management skills that you may already have. Now, the final thing I'd recommend for a first-time project manager is to have a clear digital strategy and a clear project plan. And make sure that that strategy and plan is realistic and complete. I mentioned earlier how program management is different from project management, and you need to manage at the program level. So that's the first thing you want to do, is make sure that you have that solid program and that you have a realistic plan that really reflects who you are as an organization. Chances are pretty low that you're going to find any sort of boilerplate, standard, one-size-fits-all plan from your vendor or system integrator. Chances are very high that you'll need to tailor those plans for your specific situation to reflect who you are and where you're trying to go as an organization. So these are some of the ways that you can become a more effective project manager. And for more information, I encourage you to download our Lessons from 1000 Digital Transformation report. It's a white paper we wrote not too long ago that contains a number of best practices and lessons from organizations that have recently been through digital transformations throughout the world. So you can find a link to that in the description field below, as well as links to other resources. So I hope you found this information useful. Hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.